Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. When you think of the Patriots, Tom Brady probably comes to mind first, but they have a lot of weapons in their running backs. People may forget that Shane Vereen was drafted one round ahead of the Patriots' top running back, Stephen Ridley, and after only playing five games last season and having much more success this season, Vereen is proving why he was even drafted in the first place.
Steps up, shoots it long and deep down the left side, and it is caught! Spectacular catch for a touchdown by Shane Vereen.
You know, Shane had a great game. You know, just a huge growing up moment for him.
Who is Shane Vereen? You can say what you want about the running back, but there's no doubt that he's a playmaker. The Patriots offense has proved its versatility this season with the talent they have at tight end, receiver, and running back. And when one man goes down, it's the team's mentality that whoever is called to step up to the plate better be ready. That's the approach that Vereen had when Danny Woodhead left the game with a thumb injury. But Vereen was making plays long before that happened on Sunday night.
We hate to lose Woody. I mean, he's such a key part of our offense. But at the same time, all the running backs hold ourselves accountable to be able to step up when somebody does go down. The Texans came in, they were ready to go, they played well, and we were able to execute once we settled down and started playing.
He caught two touchdown passes from Tom Brady and scored one on the ground. Vereen finished the regular season with four touchdowns, and on Sunday, he tied Rob Gronkowski's three postseason touchdowns from last year. When a player goes down, the offense will find ways to keep putting points on the board. This playoff experience was uncharted territory for Vereen, this being his first time in the playoffs. Last year, he was inactive in the postseason, and now, a whole year later, he was a critical component to their win over the Texans and advancing to the AFC Championship game.
It's a huge difference. Last year, I wasn't even playing in the playoffs, you know. And this year, I was able to make an impact. But nonetheless, we got Baltimore next week, and that's where our focus is.
The running backs may sometimes get overlooked when you play with a quarterback as good as Tom Brady, but it's a very unselfish group of players. They feed off of each other's strengths and step up when their teammates can't. And they share the triumphs, the defeats, and the love of the game.
Feed off each other, give each other, you know, some energy, and pump each other up when we're doing well, and even when we're not doing well.
Vereen remained very humble when asked about his production on Sunday night. He said it wasn't just him who stepped up, but everyone stepped up when their number was called and contributed to the win. They will now get set to face the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game right here at Gillette Stadium, but that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.